that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
You have life given by God for this one main reason. Make Christ look great.
Luke 19:10, seek and save that which is lost. It's the mission of Jesus.
That issue of the proclamation of the message of the person and finished work of Jesus is what it is all about.
Takes away all their guilt, forgives all their sins. There is no better news.
The unwasted life is the life that puts Christ on display as supremely valued.
So, the question we're just here to ask ourselves is, why are we here? And how you're not supposed to have, it's not up there, but how you're not supposed to have a wasted life, as Brent so kindly started to talk about last week. So the world has different views on why are we here. So of course I went to an inner website that says, why are we here? I thought it would be so appropriate. Oh, here it is. All right. So this is what the world says, why we are here. We are here to make money and spend it on a bunch of stuff. No. We are here to have sex, maybe as much as possible. Probably not true. Probably not. We are here to work like dogs, pay taxes, get old, get sick, and die without ever knowing why. We are here to save the planet. Woo! Saving the planet. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, recycling and all that jazz. Don't ask. Oh, okay, yeah. We are here for reasons we don't understand and never will, so we're supposed to just blindly stumble through life trying to do the best we can anyways. Wow. That's the best they can come up with. We are here to distract ourselves from asking why we are here. Naturally. That's very stupid. I'm glad you realize that. We don't know why we're here, we'll never know why we're here, and we absolutely know that for sure. Very positive attitude over here. We are here for no reason or purpose at all. It's all meaningless. So you wake up in the morning and it's just, my life is meaning. Yeah. These are things that people think. Oh, this is probably one of my favorites. We're here to find a game worth playing and pulling it to the absolute best of our ability. So, Adam, congratulations. You did it. You found a game. You're good at it. Life is complete.
You can die now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's another good one. In some huge way, we are asleep. We are here to wake up.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... No. We're here to put up cool websites about finding it. We're here to find out why we're here. Yes. Very, very ridiculous views that the world has on why we are here. And I'm glad that through that, some of y'all realize that those are just absolutely ridiculous and absolutely wrong.
No,
none of those are right. So all of those are about pursuing for our own pleasure, pursuing money, pursuing just things that would benefit ourselves. So, all right, well then, we'll give them a shot. We'll see. We'll ask them, okay, let's go ask somebody then about, you know, someone that's pursued things of this world, someone that's pursuing something for their own personal pleasure. John Mayer. If you know John Mayer, he's a guitar player, he's a singer, he's very good. He has all the money in the world, he's all the talent in the world, He has any girl that he wants in the world, pretty much. You know, he's very famous. So, this is a song. I'm going to play a song for you that John Mayer wrote on the subject. And just, I want you to listen to the lyrics and just pay attention to that. John Mayer has a lot of fame, a lot of money, has, I don't know how many girlfriends he has, but he's got girlfriends, he's got money, he's got everything that everyone in this world thinks you should have, and yet these are the lyrics of the songs that he says. Something is missing. You heard him, he said, fame, check, money, check. Opposite sex. Check. All of these things. And yet his lyrics are, something is missing. John Mayer has everything he ever wanted except satisfaction. Something is missing. That is a wasted life. Now Paul had an answer for what was missing. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to Philippians 3. And we start in verse 4. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. That's a lot of cultural Hebrew things. But basically, what Paul's saying there is that in the Roman times, in that time that he lived in, before he knew Jesus, this guy was the bee's knees. This guy was the bomb.com, alright? Paul's out there, a religious leader. These are the people that everyone's looking up to. He's got the fame, you know, he's got money. He can pretty much do anything that he wants. What? Yes, they do. But no, we'll move on. He says, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish that I may gain Christ. Paul says he has all of these things. He has fame. He has the money. He has pretty much anything that he wants. And he says, before his life without Christ, he counts everything in his life rubbish. And this word rubbish, in this text, some theologians have counted it as actually a curse word. They find it offensive. It's not just, oh, rubbish, it's garbage, blah. No, no. It is offensive. It's probably one of the worst things that he could have said about his life before Christ. But his life before Christ, compared to his life with Christ, that's what he counts it as. So, some of you didn't know John Mayer. You know Tom Brady. If you don't know Tom Brady, we probably need to have a talk after this. I just don't know what to do with you. Okay, that's good enough. Tom Brady is a quarterback for the New England Patriots. He has a lot of money. He has a lot of fame. He has 3 Super Bowl rings. Tom Brady has a lot of things. And he's pursued things of this earth. Things that in this little... this thing that I read off for y'all that people are looking for. He's got a game that he's good at. You know, he's got money. He's got all these things. They did an interview with Tom Brady, and just see what he says on the subject.
Brady has already become a bigger star than Carl Yastrzemski, Larry Bird, or Bill Russell.
You go out with Tom, and you just kind of feel sorry for him in a way, kind of, because he's just getting bugged all the time. You know, we float through there. They just see a big, overweight white guy. Yeah, that's pretty normal out here. You know, but, you know, there's Tom Brady. I mean, everybody wants to be around Tom.
Can you go out to restaurants?
If I have the energy to deal with, you know, put a happy face on, sometimes I don't feel like that.
Now, you seem a bit the reluctant star.
Well, the problem is it's you can't have one without the other. You can't have the football fame and not the other stuff. So, in a lot of ways, I've created this myself.
It's what you always wanted.
You're right. You're right. It has. And I didn't think it came with all the other baggage, though.
The most eligible bachelor in America.
Well, it's very flattering. But at the same time, I don't think I sleep any better at night. Being that. No way.
Do you mean like alone or not alone? What did you mean by that?
Yeah, that's right.
You were startled by a jack-in-the-box.
Doc! His All-American image took a hit last year when actress Bridget Moynihan, his longtime girlfriend, announced that she was pregnant with Brady's son shortly after the couple broke up. He is now supporting the child and is dating supermodel Gisele Bündchen. In addition to his success on the field and his sex appeal off it, there is also the $60 million 10-year contract to play with the Patriots. It's less money than Peyton Manning and even some journeyman quarterbacks are making, but Brady wanted to leave some money on the table for the Patriots to hire free agents to help them win another Super Bowl.
I used to get $600 dorm checks. And go eat Subway and use pizza cards to get my way through college and eat baked potatoes and make pancakes every night. So I don't think that's ever been a big thing for me. I mean, I'm making more money now than I ever thought I could ever make playing football.
He's turned down multi-million dollar endorsement deals because he didn't think they were right for him. And many of the ones he's taken, he shared with his teammates.
You guys have to go everywhere with me.
But with all that money, fame, and career accomplishments, we were surprised to hear this from him.
Why do I have 3 Super Bowl rings and still think there's something greater out there for me? I mean, maybe a lot of people would say, hey, man, this is what it is. I reached my goal, my dream, my life is me. I thank God. It's got to be more than this.
What's the answer?
I wish I knew. I love playing football and I love being the quarterback for this team. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of other parts about me that I'm trying to find.
So, Tom Brady, as you can see, has a lot of money. So much money that he can turn down endorsement deals and still have a lot of money. Tom Brady was, at the time of this interview, dating a Victoria's Secret model. At the time of this interview, was one of the most popular guys in the world. Everybody knows who Tom! Everybody knows who Tom Brady is. So, Tom Brady has all this money in the world. Some people in this world would say, that's enough. I should feel fulfilled. I got all this money. Tom Brady, at the time of this interview, dating a Victoria's Secret model. Some people would say, that's enough. I should feel fulfilled. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. Some people would say, that alone. I should be fulfilled. He's got all the fame in the world. He's got, that should be enough, right? He's got all of those things. Every single one of them. And yet, Tom Brady says, God, there's got to be more than this. He answers his own question. God, are you kidding me? There's got to be more than this. There has got to be more than this. The real fulfillment in life, the real joy in life is found in Christ. It's not anything found in this world. It's found in the Creator of this world. So when you find that joy in Christ, you know, there's two parts of your life. There's life before Christ, life after Christ. Paul tells you about it. His life before Christ compared to his life after Christ, rubbish. I tell you from personal experience, there's a defining moment in my life where I can remember coming to Christ. My life before Christ, my life after Christ, completely different. You guys think I'm mean now? You should have known me back in the day. Alright? That is what Christ can do for you. So when you find that joy in Christ, look around at your friends. Where is their joy? Where are they putting their time? Where are they putting their effort? You know? Do you care where they're going? I mean, don't even look at strangers you don't even know. Look at people in Africa. Look at in your own circle of friends. When you die, where are you going? When they die, where are they going? Do you care? Something we all need to ask ourselves. So when you find that joy in Christ, share it with others. Don't let your pride get in the way. Because it's not about you. Your life isn't yours. God gave you your life. Your life belongs to God. So serve Him. Because it's about this idea of living with an eternal perspective. Are you going to live for right now? Are you going to live for the money? Are you going to live for the fame? Are you going to live for having lots of sex and all this whatnot? It doesn't sound like a very good idea. I've shown you people up here. They've done it. They've accomplished those things. And they're still unfulfilled. The fulfilled life is found in Christ Jesus. I'm going to pray for us and then split up into discussion groups.
Yes.
We'll talk about this a little bit further. Jesus, I just I thank you for everything that you've done for me and people that you've put on this earth. Put Paul in our lives, you know, to just help guide us. Just thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. I pray that everything that I've said today has been biblical, been for your name, and that these kids here take away what I've said with a good attitude. I just pray that you work in everyone in this room this morning, Lord, and just pray that you be with us here. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.